Tuesday, June 12th, 2018, 5:30. Calling to order the meeting of the Kootenai Fire District Board of Fire Commissioners. Present, Commissioner Pisano.
Commissioner Pisano.
Commissioner Zace.
And Chief Root is with us as well. Is your mic on?
Commissioner Pisano.
There you go. Amy Cates has announced that she will be recording the meeting. Our first order of business is to elect the chairman for the coming year. Are there any nominations?
I nominate Rick Pisano.
Any other nominations?
No.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Conley.
Zace.
Reluctantly. Thank you, gentlemen.
Who's elected?
Oh. We also need to elect a representative for the Policy Advisory Committee. We've been asked to get somebody named early.
I'll continue and I'll do a better job if everyone wants me to.
You'd be happy to? It's unanimous approval that Commissioner Zace will continue as the liaison to the Policy Advisory Committee. Next item is public comment. Any public comment? No public comment. Next item is review and approval of previous meeting minutes. I have a copy of May 9th's meeting and I've already reviewed them myself.
So have I.
Have you had a chance?
Yes.
Take a look.
I was doing a lot of I was doing a lot of fire stuff today. So I read them many times.
Move that we accept the minutes as printed.
Second.
In favor, Pisano.
Conley.
Zace.
Okay, and this is the 12th. Chief, your file.
Thank you.
And next item is the chief's report.
We responded to 58 calls in May, 35 were medical, one hazardous condition, which was power lines down, and 22 service good intent or false alarm calls. Administration, we're still working with the town of Barnesville on Open Cape for high-speed internet connection. I've got a meeting with Open Cape and Comfire tomorrow. Hopefully we'll get a plan and get that going. Training, May we did a substance abuse recognition and mental health training session with a local mental health professional, which went very well.
And you were pleased with the person?
We were very pleased, yeah. It was Heidi Wright. She's out of Yarmouth. She's got history or worked in the Navy, military. She was military, mental health professional, worked with a lot of PTSD, military personnel, and then she worked in the Brattleboro Retreat in Brattleboro, Vermont, where she worked with first responders and PTSD issues, and now she's on the Cape. So she had a good class on mental health, maintenance, and substance abuse, which are all kind of intertwined together. So it went very well.
Chief, what was the feedback from the house?
It was very positive. Several people said they really enjoyed her talk, and they actually, several of them thought they may make appointments to speak with her personally, one-on-one. So I heard nothing negative and all positive about having her in.
Is it Wright, like the Wright brothers?
W-R-I-G-H-T, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is the intent to schedule her to come back?
We've talked about having her back for another class. Everybody seemed pretty positive about doing that. So we might have her back in again. Most of the officers were there. One of them was out sick. But all three officers and several of the other firefighters, I've forgotten how many. There was 8 or 9 of us there. But yeah, we'll probably have her back again. It was well worth the time.
Great.
We're still working with the town of Barnesville to work on the school active shooter school drills. Don't have a date on that yet, but it should be coming up soon. ComStar and ProEMS.
Chief, let's go back down.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
So we still don't have a date from the fire.
No,
please.
We still don't have a date.
Okay, so you and I have talked about this as far as if they're not going to do something, then we need our operating process updated, right?
Yes.
So we, it just seems to be dragging on with them.
It is.
Ad nauseum.
Yeah.
So do you have any thought for when you might be doing some kind of an update? If they're not doing something.
Then we need to do something.
Then we can't wait for them to do something.
No, we can't. We'll see if we can get something scheduled for next month. We'll get a revised SOP out as how we're going to respond, and we'll see if we can. I mean, we have done, there was some DVD training programs that came back from the professional development seminar some of the guys took this past winter, and all the groups have gone over that, but we'll get something going in the next month.
Is the school open at all during the summer?
I'm not sure.
I mean, assuming it's not, right? And maybe they just have some small classes in there.
Right.
You know, we have a little bit of time, but I would like to see us have something in place
right.
when September comes back around.
We will. We've generally used the Marston's Mills, the old Marston's Mills Elementary on 28 as a training facility. It's empty. The school department has let us use that for training. Comm's done it there several times. The police have done trainings there. So we can always go there to do the training programs too.
And BPD may be picking it up now that the business with the new chief has been resolved and he's sworn in.
I think that's probably a lot of it. They just, the old chief left several weeks ago and there's been really no direction. So now they've got a new chief who, Chief Sonnabin's been great for the fire departments. I've met with him almost every month for the last 6 or 8 months. He's been very positive, very interactive with us, and he's looking to increase the amount we work together. So. So I'll work on that.
Thank you.
No problem. ComStar and Pearl EMS reports are attached. I believe this is the one more month. ComStar will be processing old bills, and then Pearl EMS will take the old bills as well as all the new billing, which they have had for 5 months now.
Yeah, this month's Pearl EMS report, I really liked the layout. It was very accessible.
Now, we've been pretty happy with them. There's several other departments in there. They're looking to switch to them, too. Hyannis has already switched. Comm is looking at them. I think who else? I think the other departments have talked about it. Bourne's talked about it.
Is that the one that's in as accounting?
What's that?
Is that the one that's in as accounting, Catuit accounting?
Yeah.
Thank you.
What is the beginning? So it looks like an operate. It looks like a cash flow thing. So it. What's the beginning balance being there? Is it, you know, for each month, there's
right.
a beginning balance. There's a commitments are the essentially the runs, the cost
right.
of the runs.
Right.
So for example, this in May, I think it was like $1,000 committed, and then $900 collected, or so, it was something like that. Walk me through.
It might have been one of the first months that they started billing. I think usually they bill. Probably close to $10,000 or $20,000 a month.
So, what are the rows essentially? There's those commitments, new commitments.
Commitments.
You know something. I'll come over and we'll.
Okay, I'll go over with you. I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah. I was going through this afternoon, going. I really don't understand.
Yeah. You know,
don't worry. I'll
next
just,
week I'll bring it with me and we'll go over it.
Let's not waste everyone's time about this. You walk me through it.
I will.
There's history there that obviously this report has a sliding month.
Right.
0-0-1.
All right. We'll go over that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Personnel have been kind of busy with that. Christian Gardner is scheduled for his PAT test, so his hire is approved it last month. It's conditional on passing his PAT and his physical. He's done his physical. He's scheduled for his PAT test at the state shortly. So we're waiting on that. Firefighter paramedic Catherine Halloran resigned effective 5/15/2018, and we're in the process of replacement. Applications for her replacement were due on the 9th of the month, so those are all in. We've got 12 applications. The committee to select or to recommend a selection to the fire commissioners consists of Fire Commissioner Connolly, myself, Chris Dolly, Shane Clark, and I'm hoping, I believe, I'll really get Lieutenant McNamara on it as well.
So now, as you know, we were thinking that I would, and I spoke to the Attorney General's office today. As I was rereading, it's because you can't have, even on a subcommittee like that, to a quorum of people that are part of the parent committee. So I just figured it doesn't matter. We will interview them in open meeting anyway, so I'll have an opportunity to see the people that the screening committee forwards. I just thought that was the right thing to do.
Yeah. Okay. But
I'm going to miss the opportunity. I was looking forward to it, but
I'm sure there'll be more in the future too.
You'll do fine.
Apparatus 266, the new 29-foot surplus boat. Most of the electronics are installed. We're planning on painting it on Thursday and hopefully be in the water by the end of the week.
Chief, let's quick back up for 1 second.
Yes.
So from the application point of view, looking, I believe, at the applications here. That's fantastic. What is the what's the next step?
We need to convey a meeting, so I'm hoping to schedule a meeting with you this evening where we can go over the applicants, choose who we choose to interview, who we want to interview, and go over the questions for the interviews. So,
okay.
And then schedule an interview date.
What do you think the short list? How many people are on the short list?
We've got a total of 12. I think we'll probably end up interviewing maybe 6.
Okay.
That's my guess, but we can.
That's fine.
There's several that look really good on paper, but wouldn't be a good fit for us.
And now, I'll go over there with it. I want to get something on the record just to back up.
Sure.
So because I knew I was going to recuse, step down, I did not look at any of the applicants' files that you had sent around.
Thank you.
Right.
And did you say on the boat, electronics are in?
The electronics are almost in. Today I mounted the radar, the infrared, and the searchlight. We've got a little bit more to do on the inside, and hoping it's going to rain tomorrow, so hoping Thursday we can paint the fenders around the outside. So we're very, very close. Hopefully by the end of the week it'll be ready for the water. And then we have to worry about the bottom painting. We have to figure out how we're going to get that done, whether we're going to contract it out to someone, pull it out of the water, paint it, and drop it back in, or whether we do it ourselves. So we're working on that.
You just scheduled to run really fast.
All the time.
Every other day.
Yeah.
Does that have to be registered, right?
No.
It doesn't have to be registered.
No, it belongs to the federal government, so it's a federally owned boat, which means it does not have to be documented or registered.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
We put the new order in for the new 260, which was approved at the district meeting. It's basically just ordered to be made, so they don't stock them, and it won't be ready probably till October, so there's no financial commitment to us till October for that, when it shows up.
Who are we doing business with?
It's Liberty Chevrolet. They're on the state bid. So it's a Chevy 3/4 ton, the same as Comrade uses. We have any plan of using the Com mechanic. Training Chevys and stock Chevy parts. So,
mm-hmm. But we're looking to as late as mid-fall.
It could be mid. They don't. They just have nothing available. There's no. They're not making any of the 3/4 ton crew cabs anymore. They're only special order. That's all they do. Which is kind of surprising, but that's what it is.
You feel we're pretty good with the equipment we have till then.
Yeah. We'll make it work. We'll work on disposing of the old truck in the fall when the new one shows up, and we'll probably look at 269, the Explorer, probably looking at getting rid of that a little earlier after July 1st.
All right.
Facilities, we're going to start work next week or two on an RFQ process for the roof and for the driveway. So the money becomes available July 1st. We can start the process and get those paperwork done and start getting stuff out to bid. So that'll work on that soon. The driveway more than likely won't get done until midsummer. That's when the cheapest times for the paving companies right now. They're really busy with the road work. And I think towards the middle of July, they're no longer allowed to do road work because it gets too busy. So they're looking for stuff to do. So we should get a better price if we space it out then.
Good.
And the cancer medical insurance status is still nothing's been passed at a state level yet, so there's been no change there.
I wanted to ask you about the driveway work. We're going to have a separate contractor in to do the ramp upgrade?
More than likely, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they're kind of two different things. I'll double check on that, but we can contract for the asphalt from our one company, and it's a different job, so it's not bid splitting. We can have someone else jackhammer the walkway and modify the slope on that.
It's all going to have to get jacked up. It can't just be curb cut and read.
I'm not 100% sure. I think, I got to look at it again. I think there's a short piece about 8 feet that needs to get broken up and reset. I got to look at it again. I'll have to have the Silvio, the new gentleman on the Prudential, is a civil engineer, and I'll have him take one more look at it and see what he recommends. He might have an easier way to do it too. But I know that parking space has to get dropped by 4 inches on one side and raised by 4 inches on the other to make the slope right.
Right.
And then that's the slope on the walkway. The concrete walkway was off too, so.
Right, and the transition from that up to the cement.
The transition from the asphalt to the cement had to get changed.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we had to drop it, so we took the jackhammer up, because it's got to go down to street level, down to asphalt level, so we got to jackhammer up like 8 feet of walkway and then port new.
Okay.
Unfortunately. Any questions?
Nope. And next item is new business, which is encompassed by the item in executive session. So I'm going to move that the committee go into executive session to discuss the item listed below. The committee will not return to open session. Executive session is invoked in line with purpose 2, to conduct strategy sessions in preparation for negotiation with non-union personnel, or to conduct collective bargaining sessions or contract negotiations with non-union personnel. Do I have a second?
Second.
In favor?
Connolly.
Pisano?
Zace.
Okay, we are now in executive session.